Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, well, we are ready to hit this ground running this morning, and we have an exciting and powerful guest that we're going to start off the show with, and then we actually have a double header, and then we're going to bring on another guest that are somewhere around the 7:30 hour. But we want to just welcome each and every last one of you to this show on today, All About Entrepreneurs. You know, we're here each and every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 6 o'clock if you're Central Standard Time, and it's around about 4 a.m. if you're all the way on the West Coast. So we welcome our West Coast listeners as well, and those that are around the world. You know, we are a global place now. We're a global marketplace. Global has reached education in great proportions because you can attend college online and you can be with in your living room in North Dakota and you can be with a student in Chile or anywhere in Australia or any other part of the country. That student could be in the class at the exact same time as you. Now, of course, they will be on a different time zone. But that's amazing, isn't it? So, yes, we've done that before, and it was absolutely awesome because you get to talk to people in real time. But we are excited about all of, about entrepreneurs, so get on the line. Go wake somebody up. Tell them to dial in someone that you know who needs some empowerment and some motivation and some inspiration. Go on and call them up. Text them. Text them the number 347-941-7991 and tell them to get on the show in the morning with the dynamic duo, my coach and my partner, Coach Cassandra McKissack. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am so glad that God woke me up today, that I am ready and able to go for it and do all and be all He's called us to
That's
be.
That's right.
So I am excited. Yes, ma'am. I'm excited that this is another day we get to release our possibilities and own the power that He has given us to go forth, fruitful and multiply. And that's what I'm looking for every day, to make it 100, 100, not 50, not 90, 10%. No, I'm giving it 100% plus. And I'm telling you, it's kapow.
Wow.
So, Power Coach, I am ready.
Wow. Wow. Well, we have two powerful guests coming on today this morning. We have Minister Valerie Allen and Prudence Pace coming on a little later. So you want to stay tuned for the whole show this morning. I've let people know, that's right, call in, dial in. Our first special guest, Ms. Valerie Allen. Minister Valerie Allen, I don't have enough time here this morning to tell you the whole story of how we met, but I will at some point. I will share that story because it is truly a story, and what makes it a powerful story is that it has a powerful message behind it. There's a powerful message and lesson to be learned from our story, my story about how I met Valerie Allen, and I'm telling you, you won't believe the message, you won't believe the story, will definitely captivate you, and then when you hear the message that comes behind it. And so, Valerie, but yes, so we're going to bring her on in just a second, Valerie. Just hit your number one key, Valerie, so I can know you're on the line. Hit your number one key, and I will definitely open up your phone line, but we have a couple of more announcements to make before we get into our discussion, Valerie. But, Valerie, I do want to say, just want to say good morning and acknowledge that you are on the call.
Good morning. Grace and peace be upon you, coaches.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It's a great day here in the neighborhood. Hallelujah. So glad to be here. To God be all the glory.
It is amazing day, amazing day. Well, we have people calling in and listening in from all over, and we're going to get to you in just a second. I want to read a couple of things from your bio to share with people, and then we're going to just talk to you about some wonderful things that you're involved in and some things that you're doing and let people know. So, Coach Cassandra, you want to tell them about the power of your possibilities teleshow that's coming up and mention the webinar and mention that, and then I'll come back. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good morning, everyone, again. Listen, at All About Entrepreneurs, we are offering you the opportunity to get on our webinar, which will be April 22nd, and it will be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And listen, you want to get on board with this. Coach Lalisa and I, we are the dynamic duo. She's dishing up how to own your own power. I am serving up the possibilities of meeting your potential. So we want you on board April 22nd. I hope you got your pen and paper out because we want to keep you informed. We want to keep you inspired, motivated, and ready to make the shift to go to the next level. And then we're coming back the next week, April 29th, with the Power Your Possibilities, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. That's right. We've got folks that speak on a national agenda, some international, and this is earmarked just for you. April 29th, again at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And listen, it's a chance for you to come on and engage with our audience, engage with our guests, rather. And so we have, we make use of all the social media, Facebook, Twitter. Our friend David Knight, CEO of CSN, the Christian Social Network, the Facebook for Christians, and we want you to get involved with that. And so while our guests are talking, you can be making comments and questions. And then at the very end, we allow you to come in and talk with us. And so it's a great opportunity. And so we want you on board. And back to Coach Lalisa. Hey, Coach.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is my powerful and powerful upbeat co-host Cassandra McKissack, and you have to stay around to the end of the show to hear her special, special way that she ends the show just for you. It's because of the love, you see. There's something about love. But I want to go on to our guest. I want to get to her again. If it's your birthday today, we want to give a shout out to you. Happy birthday. Please, you know, if you're our friends on Facebook, you know, we'll easily know that it's your birthday, and we'll be able to give you those birthday shout outs. But so far today, it looks like I have a very special birthday for Miss Erica Monique Jordan. Happy birthday, Erica. And looks like I may be saying birthday to a new little godchild, Miss Kelly Willer Weaver. Looks like she's in the delivery right this second. So we want to just keep these people in mind. And happy birthday. If you have any birthday shout-outs, please, please put it on our All About Entrepreneurs page right on Facebook. So facebook.com/AAE Show. So now we're going to go on and introduce this awesome woman who is coming to us, Ms. Valerie Allen. She is the grateful and humble executive producer. That's right, you heard it, executive producer. You know, for some reason, God just keeps sending us all these producers, executive producers, playwrights. I'm really feeling that we're really up to something big here that we don't even yet know. But she's executive producer of Here We Are to Worship in Spirit and in Truth. It's a film documentary. She's the writer of I Am Inspired, the book. It's a book series. Her writing has appeared in publications such as youareinspired.com. It's an online Christian magazine, the Christian Chronicles, and the Tri-State Christian Community newspaper. Allen's work include, but not limited to, the first documentary film, premiering sold out at AMC Lowe's Theater on May 16th and 19th, 2012 in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And the book, I Am Inspired, The Beginning, appearing in Forward Review Magazine, Co-op Advertisement, and Ingram Advancement Announcement in September to October of 2009. She also participated in some events in Beijing, China, and Frankfurt, Germany. Her book was a part of book fairs there, and it currently leads from the Frankfurt, Germany Fall Book Fair. Articles Can't. Her first article ever written was published in her high school newspaper, Malcolm X Shabazz High School in Newark, New Jersey. Then I Am Inspired, From Service to Serving, reported by Valerie Allen in Poetry, My Son and First Steps, which won print in Poetry Press Publications. She's an awesome, powerful writer, mother. She's a minister. She's an evangelist. She does a lot of things, marketing, public relations, salesperson, and I'm not reading this from her bio right now. I'm reading it from what I know. She's a friend, a supporter, an encourager, a helper. She'll come alongside of you in your business and help you. She's a marketing whiz. She's like the whiz kid of marketing, I'm telling you. You got an event to plan. She will plan the event. She's just done so many exciting things, but I want you to hear from her because it'll take me the rest of our time to read the rest of her bio. But what I want you to do is go to her website. I'm going to give you her website. You can go and read it. And for yourself, you can go to Here We Are to Worship. Here We Are to Worship dot webs dot com. That's WEBS.com. Very simple. Here We Are to Worship dot webs. com. And there's a lot you can do on our website. But without further ado, I'd like to announce to some and introduce to others, present to some, Ms. Minister Valerie Allen. Valerie, wow. You have a lot going. You have a lot going on, young lady.
My God. Blessings to you, Dynamic Duo again, Coach Elise and Coach Sandra. I tell you, we certainly are breaking something silent. So today, I had no idea. My God. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Grace and peace be unto you, great women of God. I tell you, I'm excited. I had no idea until you read out. You know, I sincerely am humbled. unto the Father for all the God-given talents and abilities that he has bestowed. You never know, you know, how you may achieve and accomplish something when you doesn't, when you don't reflect on it yourself until you hear someone actually read out loud. And so thank you so much for that, Coach Solis. I tell you, God is awesome. I just got to give God all the praise. I know we're talking about entrepreneurs, but listen, without God, I'm nothing. Without God, there is nothing. And it's God who has allowed us to be able to establish wealth here on this earth. So I'm grateful today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for time and space. Amen.
Amen, amen. So, yes, Valerie, and you have your son in the military doing big things. When I met him, he was still in high school. And so, you know, you have your little Daniel now helping you also in ministry. He can't be no more than about 8 or 9 now, or maybe about 10-ish.
That's exactly right, Coach. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, God has got to tell you, God has blessed you. You know, the Lord told me when they were, you know, younger, of course, when Daniel was about 2, and then about that time, Chris was about 17, 18, and the Lord spoke a word and said that my oldest, Chris, who is serving in the U.S. military Navy branch, would surprise the world at large. I tell you, he has done just that. And Daniel, now, yes, entering into his double digits, he is currently 9, will have a testimony beyond testimony. So we're grateful for both of them. Not only is Christopher doing great things over in Japan where he's stationed, am also, amen, have been inducted in the Grandma's Club.
Wow. Wow.
I am now also a proud grandmother of a beautiful baby daughter.
Congratulations.
Of a beautiful baby daughter and girl, Adriana Hill, from the proud parents of my son, Christopher, and mother of child, Angelique.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So tell us, yes, you have this documentary, this film. You're also going to be on Sisters in the Spirit on Sunday as well. And
yeah,
so you're here. Cool. Talk about this documentary that you're that you've worked on, you've produced. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can, you know, get more about it. So tell us about the documentary that you produced, that you're the CEO of your own production company now, which you didn't have when I met you, so I've actually watched you develop that, and it's been phenomenal to watch. But tell everybody about the documentary and how people can support it.
Yes, thank you. Again, I just want to say thank all the family and friends and anyone, you know, church associates and all the live callers and live listeners, especially the archive listeners who are listening in. And granted that my apostle has risen up this morning, Apostle B.A. Ingram and Prophetess Mona Lisa Ingram, who is my spiritual covering, amen, and spiritual leadership. Just want to acknowledge them and all who's listening. I tell you, it is a good day, and I do smile because news story today, executive producer seeks funding, and I need all of you as we are launching our fundraising campaign and moving powerful message, which is now in full swing for, again, breaking suffering silence of abuse at GoFundMe.com. So with that, yes, I thank the Lord. I never dreamed of becoming an executive producer. Again, Coach, until you continue to say that and state that, it still doesn't seem a reality, especially when you're in the process and when you are producing and when you are manufacturing. You know, I don't rely on titles. I'm just grateful for the gift, you know, and the gifts that God bestows upon me. But it is true. We do have a featured product on the market, you know, from the original. So Here We Are to Worship in Spirit and Truth is a faith-based independent documentary film where I and three other ladies are survivors of suffer silence of abuse, meaning that we, for years, such as yourself, Coach, and I know you've shared your story multiple times throughout all your life, but, you know, we also can relate to that, too. We have suffered in silence from various genres of abuse from childhood on up into our adulthood. Suffering silence of abuse simply means that you're suffering in silence. You're being abused, but no one knows about it. You're not saying anything about it. You're not talking about it. You're not acting upon it. And for various reasons, whether you be in fear for your life or you're just ashamed or you're feeling guilty or think that there's no one to turn to and no one to talk to. So with that, you know, we've experienced that in our own lives.
again, pertaining to all the various genres of abuse, we discovered far too many alike have and are yet still being abused and suffering silence. All we have to do is just turn on the news and read the newspaper, to, you know, turn to the Internet, and we see story after story, so many news stories out there. So we also claim and state if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, because it is a faith-based, so it's spiritual and rich, if it had not been the Lord on our side, we would not have survived, you know, such painful abuse as childhood molestation, rape, extreme domestic violence, and so much more than this. Thus is why it is our and my personal sincerest mission to help break the cycle of suffering silence of abuse. So the film documentary, the documentary film is just that. It's a tool. It's a tool that we believe that the Lord had given me back in 2012 when the Lord had dropped this creative vision deriving from my own childhood. For some odd reason, I was looking back one morning from my childhood, from all that I had suffered up into my adult life, and it began to bring tears to my eyes, and I think I was reflecting more so on the passing of my father, who is deceased for over 3 years now. And so when I turned it around as more of a positive perspective. When I look back on it and reflect, I begin to become grateful and thankful for what I had experienced, that journey. My mom and my dad is why the documentary film is dedicated to my parents. It's because of what I went through, that those trials and those tribulations is what brought me here today. So one thing led to next, talked to a friend who was, you know, a cinema photographer at the time, and Richard Adolfo, we do want to give credit and honor to whom it's due. And we just came together with a collaboration of a creative force to build upon and being able to bring not just myself, because I actually never had any intent to be cast in this awesome and powerful moving documentary film, but it ended up that way. So, however, to bring these women, as we were also in search for men, unfortunately men at the time wasn't as brave, but we have one today. Amen for the remake. Praise the Lord. It's just a difference between women and men in that respect, and we'll be able to talk more about that later. And so we wanted to be able to cast those who were, one, of course, brave, and two, who wanted to be healed, because it's a message of hope and inspiration, as powerful it is, but it's also a dynamic sensory tool where you can see and reflect for yourself, which will bring forth healing, deliverance, and restoration in your life. So the hope is, which it has from the original documentary film, is to bring about change, is to upbuild, is to rebuild self-esteem, and just to cause a person to smile and shine again. We're talking about survivors, because most oftentimes we know what the case is of, as we often label it, as domestic violence, but when you break down the layers of domestic violence, you're going to find various genres and categories listed under that too. But we often just relate to domestic violence and women. We don't seem to understand the mental, the physical, the verbal, the physical, the sexual, and also spiritual aspects of abuse, which is what we focus on, the whole man from the inside out. So we believe, again, the tool is used to do just that. The documentary film will allow you to be able to see and hear from our lives and able to tap into yours as we go farther beyond that. And then now we're able to step you into our enrichment program, as once we help to heal the broken pieces through the Spirit of God, because, again, this is spiritual enrichment. We know there's a lot of programs on the market, and we're so grateful for them and to them all. We're just grateful for what the Lord has allowed us, you know, to have a spiritual enrichment program now that is launched and taken away from the documentary field. So as you stated earlier, Coach Lisa, yes, the Lord has definitely taken us to another level, another dimension with the documentary film, because, again, I'm spiritual. So therefore, I rely on the written biblical words of God, taken from John 10:10. We know that the thief does nothing else except to steal, kill, and destroy. But we know that those of us who believe in Yahshua Christ Jesus, he said that I've come that you may have life and that you have it more abundantly. So Breaking Stuff and Solace of Abuse, which is now being titled from the offspring of Here We Are to Worship His Spirit and Truth documentary film, is an empowered spiritual enrichment healing program created to break the suffering silence of mental, physical, and sexual and spiritual abuse as we understand abuse. And then we're able to take you into our God's Talents and Abilities training program, where we then will be able to help you to discover, as again taken from biblical scripture, Matthew 25:14, I help you to discover your God-given talents and abilities, which is one course equaling 7 simple sessions totaling 15 practical, effective, successful, proven steps to take you to the next level and dimension. We're talking about entrepreneurs. You know, the Lord has given me this course and has been running since 2008 and has a successful graduate class of 10 women. So I'm so grateful for that. Today I can look back over each and every one of them are entrepreneurs, and it's just amazing as to what the Lord can do and will do. And I just received an awesome from one of the participants of the course, God's Talents and Abilities Training Program, Lori Edison. And Coach, you're familiar with her. She's taken a course, and I tell you, she contacted me not too long ago and just gave me an awesome, awesome compliment with regard to how she's going back to using those steps again, going to another level and dimension which the Lord has taken her. So not only just us, but it is also us, meaning those of us that's in the cast and crew of the documentary film and the remake of it. It is also imperative for all of us to get involved, as we all do. Again, there's so many, again, programs on the market, but, you know, as the coach always says, you know, how it's best for us to, you know, come in a collaboration and to network and work together. So with that, each one, whereas each contributor and also volunteers and sponsors will help and aid spreading this powerful message of hope and survival for, if not yourself, because, again, we're talking about suffering and silence. If it's you, yourself, that is suffering silence, just know today that you have help, that there is someone there that hears you, and understands you, can relate to you, and can talk with you because they've been there, which are myself and the other women that are also cast in the documentary film and others around, especially all the other resources that are out on the market in the world. So there again, if it's not for you, maybe a child, a friend, a neighbor, a classmate, a coworker, a colleague, an associate, or any other, male and or female, to stop suffering in silence. So this is what we're crying out for, and we need you. We need you. I'm just going to put it out there. We know we call it seed planting in the spiritual realm, but we need this time around to start up in total. We need $4,185 by April 25th, 2014 for production, post-production, and distribution to remake and distribute this powerful, moving documentary film to a wider audience. And the intent and plan to reshoot schedule is May 2014. And so not only will we receive, but we give back. When you go to the website, GoFundMe, GoFundMe, and type in Breaking Suffering Silence of Abuse, you will see there that there are perks for you as well, too. And if we don't reach our entire goal, we also want to thank you in advance, because no doubt what is tribute to us, and Here We Are to Worship Group, which is the production group offspring from Here We Are to Worship Ministries, and producing the documentary film and all that's coming up. All of that, still, your generous, kind, and in-kind donations and contributions and sponsorships will all be applied towards the goal at hand. So in other ways that you can help, if you're not able to financially help, or you can, again, go to GoFundMe.com, where you can pay by debit, major credit, or send a check or money order payable to myself, Valerie Allen, or Here We Are, the Worship Group. And, again, you get all that information on the web. But also, too, I just want to share the bigger picture. It's not just the finances. We know when you title yourself as executive producer, that's what you do, you produce. So it's expected. It is expected of the producer to have the funds and the means to be able to put out the product. But this time around, I need the help, and I tell you why. In other news, the bigger picture is this. What the ultimate goal at the end of the day is, now, as a homeless executive film producer, I did take on a huge risk myself in putting this documentary film together. However, the ultimate goal here is that is to inspire, to encourage, and to motivate dreamers. We're talking about survivors who survived. We've broken the suffering silence of abuse. You've come out and you told and you're telling it and you're getting healed and delivered and you're moving forth using your God-given talents and abilities. But all the while, there's yet still a dream. God has blessed each and every one of us with a purpose, and we call them dreamers. You know, you go back to the story. I can't help but to speak the scripture. God has just been this that good to me. But I think about Joseph, who was the dreamer. You know, he was the dreamer in his family of multiple siblings, and, you know, they hated him for the dream and things of that nature. We know that the story tells us he went from the pit, he was sold into the pit, to the palace, to the prison. You know, I'm on that journey, and I know what that journey's like, and I know what it's like to go from the pit to the palace to the prison, which we don't have time to get into all that testimony today. But I thank the Lord through it all by his grace, the dream that God has given me to become an inspired self-published book author, to become now, praise the Lord, an awesome executive producer of such a dynamic product. Here we are to worship in spirit and true documentary film. I want to be able to motivate the dreamers today, the survivors, because not only did you survive, you're victorious. We have victory today because we lived through it. We got through it. Many did not. So now what do we do once we come through? Now we allow the dream to come alive, as is with me yet still today. Through it all, the circumstance and the situation, the trial and the tribulation, for no matter what we face and what you may face, I just want you to know as I am encouraged and blessed today and understanding through the generous help of God working through others. I tell you, God is awesome, but through the generous help of him working through others, such as he has done with Coach Elise and Coach Cassandra here today on this awesome entrepreneur program, broadcast and showcase, dreams can come true. Dreams can live again, and they can become a reality. So that's the overall it in a nutshell relating to our documentary film and help that we need, breaking suffering silence of abuse. Right. Amen.
Okay, amen. Let me stop you right there because I think our other guest is on, and I know she has another engagement, and we're going to come back to you, Valerie. We have a lot more to say to you and about what you're doing and about this powerful move. This is April, which is the domestic, this is a sexual abuse and sexual violence awareness month, officially and throughout the United States. So this is an awesome time for you to be doing this, breaking the silence. But don't go away, Valerie. Stay right there. Powerful, powerful. Coach Cassandra, we're going to get back to her. We're going to do some other things, but I have to go and get to our other caller who does have another appointment. So, Valerie, don't go away. Our next guest is Prudence, now I don't want to mess your last name up because I don't want to be, but I'm going to say Pays. But Prudence, if you're on the line, if you can hear us, just acknowledge that you are with us this morning. You are our other guest, special guest for today.
I am on the line, coaches, and this is Prudence Paez.
Okay. I didn't want to mess it up. I said I dare not mess it up. Paez, awesome, awesome. Prudence, good morning, good morning. I want to introduce to those of you who are on today, Prudence is a phenomenal playwright, a powerful woman who is going around the country doing great things with her play, and she's right here on the East Coast where I am, and I am so excited that I just get to meet all of these wonderful, wonderful people. She is also a producer. There you go. So we have yet another powerful producer and playwright. And I'm just going to ask Prudence to just jump in, and I know you have to go, but she's the CEO of Dream Be Live Productions. Dream Be Live Productions. And this production company, let me tell you, they are doing some great and powerful, there's some powerful things, and they're also on the internet, and you can catch them on the web, and you can go to, she can give us the website actually, but just some very awesome and wonderful things that you're doing. You can go to the website. It's dreambelive.webs.com. dreambelive.web.com. So definitely go there, and you can find out more about what they are doing, what they are about, and just learn a lot more. So Prudence, tell us, what got you into this business of producing a play, and how do you help people dream and believe and create and succeed? Tell us your story, your journey as an entrepreneur.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here on your show, and a big good morning to all of your listeners. I started writing plays as a little girl who did not have siblings until I was 7 years old. Mm. So my creativity spawned from the need and the want to be around more people.
Okay.
From there, I just started writing stories. And due to, you know, the factors in life of so many different opportunities of modeling and acting all throughout high school, I kind of got distracted from the writing.
Mm.
And it wasn't until a friend of mine saw me at a point in my life where I felt discouraged because the stock market had fell.
Mm.
And his name is James Ellerby, and he influenced me to get out and see what was happening in the literary industry. That includes spoken word and theater.
Wow.
So through a friend's help, I was able to get back into writing and cultivate myself. And seeing all these wonderful people in the spoken word industry at that time, like Kalam AC, D the Schizophrenic, Flo Mentals, all of these people helped to inspire me and know that I had this gift inside, and there had to be a way for me to express it, but express it in my own media.
Mm.
So I had went to college for music video business at the Art Institute of Philadelphia.
Wow.
And so I have a background in broadcasting and communications and marketing. I took all of those things and gathered them together, along with the emotional turmoil of understanding this whole economic shift that we were having in our country. Due to the stock market falling. And I was able to put that into my writing. And from there, coach and coaches and listeners, I have not stopped the journey.
Wow. Mm.
But through this vehicle that I call my plays and my filming and production, I've realized that it not only helps me, and it not only helped me survive, but it helps others that are trying to express their art, too.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Awesome. And your new stage play, which I'm going to see on May the 3rd at 2 p.m. at the New Central High School, the Divas and Dinners.
Yes, Diva Dinners.
Diva Dinners. What?
Diva Dinners.
What is a Diva Dinner? Or do I have to come to the play to find out?
I'm going to give you a little tidbit. But
please,
Diva
then,
Dinners,
please do.
Diva Dinners is about women and our roles in society. How we've gone from the traditional woman to the modern woman, and how somehow we have to make sure that we kind of still keep some of those traditions.
Oh.
Because without knowing your history, you can't move forward and become better.
Okay. So now, so thank you for us, Diva Dinner. Well, I will be at the stage play, and I hope you listening, I hope you decide to come to this live stage play. It's going to be, if you're in the New Jersey area, on tell us the details and how people can find out more about this. And is this your first play? Or tell us where this play falls in your other plays. And it's also starring, wait a minute, I see that it's starring Keisha Rivers.
Diva Dinners is awesome, starring Keisha Rivers, and we have an awesome cast: Anastasia Rose, Asia Carlton, Martin, and I'm thinking of everyone: Pamela Harris, and Vanessa Charles.
I know
this
some
is
of these
going
names.
To...
I see a list. Wow, I see them.
These women are powerful women in the industry.
I know.
They've been in different forms of media, and they are ready to just pour their hearts into this to really make this the next biggest thing.
I'm looking. I see. I know some of these ladies.
This is my fourth play. And we've been blessed in the past 2 years. 2 to 3 years to do at least 2 productions every year. But you know, coaches, with this, I've gotten many no's.
Really? You're kidding.
The Diva Dinners Project, the Diva Dinners Project is very controversial, and it's a think piece. And our current standard of entertainment, we want to see drama, but we want to see garbage. And that's what I cannot give to my audience members. I just don't want you to see a cat fight. I just don't want you to see someone argue over whose man is it. I want to show how everyday women have everyday problems, and yet we can support each other and stay strong for ourselves.
You go, girl.
Every time I heard the word no when it came time for this production,
my goodness,
I said, I'm going to turn no backwards and say it's on.
Oh, girl, you go, girl.
I'm on,
I
got to keep moving on.
Oh, I love it. That's hot right there. No, it's on. I'm on, and I'm moving on. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? It's on. You said no? What did you said no to me? Oh, no, let me tell you what no means. No means it's on, and I'm moving on from you. Oh, girl.
Come on now.
You didn't set this thing off today, girl. That, woo-wee. My goodness. I'm like, I love it. I love it. But we're going to see if we have any questions for Prudence. I know, Prudence, you have to go. I know you're in a, I have another engagement that you have to run off to, but we suspect that of an executive producer of a play. Oh, my goodness. Woo, y'all. Now, how many of y'all want to come and see this play on May 3rd? Tell everybody where the play is going to be and how they can get their tickets. I'm glad I'm going on the VIP spot. Thank you, Ms. Prudence.
<All right.
laughs> I'm glad I'm your friend. I'm getting in on the VIP spot. Listen, I want to be front and center of this. I want to be front and center of a woman who will tell somebody, you said no to me? Okay, let me show you what no means, because you said it, but I'm going to show you what it means. It means I'm on, and I'm stepping on and moving on. I can't wait to use it. But go ahead, Prudence. Prudence,
well,
girl, you are bad.
Beginners, thank you so much.
You bad in your own right, girl. Listen, Tyler Perry, somebody call him right now. Inbox him, Facebook him. Text Tyler Perry. Perry, Tyler, could somebody call Oprah? Oprah, get ready, honey. We got too hot.
I'm on it.
Writers. We got, type inbox her, and Cassandra will do it, y'all. Go, Cassandra. Tell them about Valerie Allen. She's breaking the silence, y'all. Open your mouths and get ready to tell them stories. Stop suffering. And Prudence is going to show you what real women do. So go ahead, Prudence. Tell us where we can get tickets in it. Woo, I'm excited.
You can get your tickets online or at the door. Online is at my website, www.dreambelive.webs.com.
Yes.
This performance is going to be at the newly remodeled Central High School in North New Jersey at 246 18th Avenue. And this is that beautiful school that Mr. Ross Baraka has created.
Mm.
And it's a 1,000-seater theater. So it's going to be really epic. And our performance is May 3rd at 2 p.m. I look forward to seeing all my divas in the house.
All right.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. And if anybody tells you no, just tell them it's on, because I'm moving
on.
As a matter of fact, that's what makes it on, because I'm moving on. Because see, when you can move on, that's what Minister Valerie is basically saying. When you move on from that silence, don't stay there. Move on. I love it. Prudence, I know you have to go. I just wanted to you're welcome to stay as long as you can, but I know that, you know, we had talked earlier and you have some other things. I'm just so glad you could stop by All About
Thank
Entrepreneurs
you.
And talk to us this morning about this concept. And I'm really loving what I'm hearing you talk about when you say that you're not going to lower your standards of what you want to present to your audience. I love that. Just for a yes. A lot of times, sometimes we're so quick to get a yes that we are lowering ourselves. But you said, no, I'm going to stay above, because y'all got to come up to me. Pretty soon they're going to be begging you for plays and movies.
Yes, and you know, Coach, I want to just bring up something.
Yes.
New York is going through a renaissance.
Huh. Tell me about it.
And, you know, even though we have lots of bloodshed on our concrete sidewalks, there are still roses growing in between the cracks.
Mm.
And that's another reason why I wanted to keep my production there in Newark for right now, to display it and debut it for those people, because we need that entertainment. We need that quality entertainment.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, as much as you should see the price that they give to us playwrights to rent these venues in
New
York.
My goodness.
And I'm pretty sure all across the country it's happening too, because a lot of the funding from the state that they were receiving to offer these type of outlets to creative people, they don't have them anymore. So they want exponential amount of dollars, and they keep charging you and itemizing it for everything that they give you, from sound to lights to just having to open up their doors for you. And it's so sad and discouraging. But Central High School, I'm telling you, they are for the community. And a portion of the proceeds that I receive from this production will be going to their program for uniforms for the students. Now, how many of you remember going to high school and wanting to look your flyest?
Me.
Whether it was a new outfit, a pair of shoes, anything that could make your day feel better because you looked good made everything better, because at that time in your life, you don't know who you are, and that's what identifies you. So that's why I am determined to make sure that these proceeds get to those students that may not have that fresh new uniform that they need in order to help them feel better about themselves.
Wow.
And also, I just want to encourage our city, our councilmen, the people who are running, who are campaigning for this city we call Newark. Understand that there are artists here. And instead of using a gun, we are using pens, we are using paintbrushes, we are using keyboards, we are using computers. We are doing anything we can do to turn this city around, and we need you to understand that, so that when the dollars are given, just put a little bit more in that expense account for art and entertainment.
Wow. Well, I'm done. This is great. We have, I think, a couple of callers. Maybe they want to make a comment or a question. So let me open up this first phone line. Thank you so much, Prudence, for coming on and just sharing. You have really made a case. I really just thank God for you, you know, staying true to your dreams and not letting your dreams die. You know, Valerie Allen started it off, talking about living her dream, and, you know, neither one of you knew the other one would be on today, and just so happened it just worked out that way. And, we have about another half hour of the show that we'll do after 8 that we always do here lately, and we'll be taking questions from the audience. You possibly won't be here, Prudence, but this show will be in the archives, so you can go back and listen to some of the comments possibly that people have made. I know you have to go, and we just really appreciate you sharing your play. I'll be talking about it for the rest of the month, and, you know, right here on the show as well. I'm going to be
Thank
there.
You.
I can't wait to go. Also, Coach Cassandra, just to let you know
that this
awesome woman has allowed, who has invited or allowed us to, you know, give out some flyers about our upcoming event. At her event, you know. Again, those kind of people are always very special to my heart, who allow you to come to their event on their day and give out stuff about your stuff, you know. That just moves me like it's probably like the way faith moves God, you know. Faith pleases God and makes God do things that, you know, he probably wouldn't have done. Now, anyway, we know he's going to do it anyway, but we know it pleases him to such a level, and that really just blows me away, and I didn't ask, and she offered, and I just know this is going to be such a huge, you're going to be a huge success as a playwright,
thank
and I think this play, I really thank you for it. We love you for bringing this to the forefront, not being ashamed of what God has given you to do, to elevate the
thank
people's
you so
minds.
Much.
And yeah, because now, because some people will just take the yes and just put out something that deals with some other stuff that we've already seen enough of. We've seen enough. Okay, yeah, we needed to see that, no doubt. But come on, let's look at this thing here. I like what you're doing. I totally support you and what you're doing, and I can't wait. Yes, Coach Cassandra,
thank
did you?
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Yes. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that statement. No means I'm on, because I tell you, Coach Felice and I, we kind of bounce off of, you know, you've got to power up and kick it. Kick negativity, kick discouragement, and go ahead and be about the business of doing what you were here, brought here on earth to do. And so I love that message that no means I'm on, because I'm telling folks, you know, you need to look at no a different way. It may mean not now. It may mean talk to me later. I'm tired. But we can't take no personally. You know, you've got to look at it. Just because you said no doesn't mean God said no. And so you start looking at things from a point of empowerment, oh, my God, mm-hmm. you can do so much more. If you realize God wants you to step out and step forward and keep it moving, baby, keep it moving. So,
keep it.
I'm so glad you came on the show. This is so exciting.
Yes.
Well,
this
you
is.
Know, thank you so much, ladies. Both Coach Melissa and Coach Cassandra, I can't wait to meet you, Coach Cassandra. I want to just give some thank yous before I leave, because I do have to go. But I want to thank your listening audience because they've taken the time out to listen to your show, to be empowered, hear from successful people, and take those messages and put them into action into their own lives.
All
so
right,
I honor those listeners today.
Thank
awesome.
You.
And you're welcome. I'd like to thank my own mother, who is my associate producer for Diva Dinners. Her name is Melissa OCD.
She's
yes.
an awesome woman,
and
too. I met that lady.
She's fabulous. Mm-hmm. She is the CEO of TMO Entertainment. I'd
Ain't
also like
something.
To thank my cast and crew. Yes, I'd like to thank the cast and crew of Diva Dinners. And,
awesome.
Oh, most of all, my family and friends, you mean so much to me. You all do, because without your support, your continued support, it's kind of a struggle to keep moving on. And I got a great support system.
Awesome. We're going to talk about that on another show. We're going to talk about supporting each other. Yes, we see that in the movies all the time, the supporting actress or the supporting actor. You know, the movie people get it. You need that support. You need somebody there supporting what you do, and that's so powerful. And so we are here to support you, and we're going to show up. We're going to show
Thank
up
you. And
on
you
May
know,
3rd.
I can't wait to see the both of you. And you know, I got one more thank you. And
Go right
that
ahead.
Thank you goes out. This thank you goes out to all the people that said no. I thank you so much every day, and I keep you in my prayers.
Yes, that's good. That's good. That's good, because they helped you move on. See, a lot
yes.
of times we just take the no and we go with a sad face. No. Go knowing that you're just moving on. That just means moving on and upward. And so you're right. I totally agree with you. Thank you for the no. Yes, I love that. I love it. Stay positive. Don't let nothing bring you down. If it's no, turn it on. That's going to be our new thing. If it's no, turn it on. Turn it on so you can go on. Because if you don't turn it on, you're going to get stuck. You don't want to
yes.
get stuck. So turn it on and go on. Again, Prudence. Now, Coach Cassandra, you're going to get a day off if you can say her last name properly. You failed. You failed.
It's
you gotta
on.
Work.
It's on.
You got to work.
It's
pay
on.
Ass.
That's all
pay.
I can tell you. It's on.
It's Prudence Payez. Did I get it right? Prudence Payez?
Payez.
Payez.
Yeah, I have
Payez.
A girlfriend. She remembers. Yes, I have a friend, and she remembers my name. By calling me Prudy Pie.
Okay. Prudy Pie. Like Prudy Pie. Prudy Pie. Well, Prudy Pie is. I got it now, y'all. I got it now. I won't forget it. Like pie, yes. Like the like when you're getting ready to find the circumference of a circle, you need that pie,
yes.
right? So I'm going to think of pie is. Well, I like math, so I relate like a lot of stuff to math. So awesome playwright. I can't wait. Oh, my God. May 3rd. It's a lot happening May 3rd, but I'll be there. I got a little something in the morning, but I'll be done by 2, and I'll be coming straight over to Central High School, y'all. I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to get there. Okay, well, we're going to keep going. We want to take just a little commercial break, and let me just see. I think I got a hand up. Just in case there's some question, again, Prudence, we can't thank you enough. Area code 973, your mic is open. State your case.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, we're doing
great.
Fantastic. Great. Look at that.
That's great to hear. Yes, this is Lori, And
hey,
yes,
Lori.
Hey. Yes, I'm really happy. I was really excited to hear Minister Valley Allen on the line. And yes, it is true that, you know, like part of my testimony and part of my journey is because of the one of the reasons is because of the course I've taken, how to use your God-given talents and abilities. So, yes, I still use this today, and this is, you know, part of the reasons why I make some of the decisions that I make or do what I do or push myself. So, yes, it's been what I've that course I've taken is embedded in me. So, so just wanted to acknowledge that.
Wow.
And in addition to that, I was listening to Prudence Pius, the playwright. I was looking on your page, and I also noticed that you have something coming up on April 26th for Autism Awareness at Central High School.
Yes. Also, there is a program that is being given by Thomas Collins in regards to Autism Month. This is also not only Domestic Violence Month, but it's also Autism Month, and it's going to be a poetry and fashion show. They say it's going to be extravagant, and I am so excited. I will definitely be there, and my whole Diva Dinners cast and crew will be there talking about Diva Dinners along with enjoying this great show to raise money for autism.
Okay, so I would like to go there in addition to Diva Dinners on May 3rd. The reason why I would love to go to the one on the 26th is because my brother, he's autistic, and he also attends Central High School. So I would like to, I would love to attend to that event as well. So, thank you. And I do agree that knows that when someone tells you no, you turn around to for yes, because like before I did research in California undergraduate research, they originally denied my application. It was a no.
Wow.
And then you see, God works in a mysterious way, and I ended up there anyway. So I'm really thankful for, you know, for that. So I'm thankful for no's as well. It encourages me.
Right now.
Yes. So, I enjoyed listening to both you, Minister Valley Allen and Prudence Pius. I hope I pronounced it right.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
And you are a diva.
Ooh, look at that. And now we're going to have dinner, because Diva Dinner is coming to a theater near you. And so... You are a diva, and you can have dinner. Well, we're going to have dinner on May the 3rd. I can't wait. It's a Saturday. I know the date because, like I said, it's a very important date. So we're going to bring Minister Valerie Allen back. And, again, thank you again. Thank you again to Ms. Prudence Pius, and you can go to her website at dreambealive.webs.com. So Be alive. I like that. Just tell your dream to wake up. You get up in the morning and you say, wake up, dream, dream, be alive. Come alive. Create, succeed. Do what you're supposed to do. Do what a dream does. And that's wonderful. That's great. But, our diva producer may have to go. And I know she's busy this morning. Also, we're bringing Valerie Allen back. And, Valerie, your phone line's back open, and I just have to play a quick commercial, so stay tuned, don't go away. We're going to bring Valerie Allen back. I want you to listen to these powerful, powerful commercials.
Welcome to a new and refreshing way for Christians to enjoy social media, the Christian Social Network. Our site has been developed with the purpose of connecting like-minded people in a safe environment. We're a Christian alternative to other websites. We offer a clean, family-oriented social network experience, Christian Social Network. building a social network to connect God's kingdom worldwide. Network.
It's time to bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduations, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359, or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
Okay, we are back. We are back, and thank you for staying tuned for that. Valerie, your line is back open. Again, we want to thank you for listening. If you just tuned in, if you missed the first half of the show, we heard a powerful, powerful message from Minister Valerie Allen, who is the executive producer of Here We Are to Worship, the documentary. She's also the CEO and producer of her very own production company. She has many other products, including books. She has documentaries. She has poems that she has written. She has a program that will teach you how to use your God-given talents and abilities. It's a 12-part program, and we'll be having her back with us. But we definitely want to open up the phone lines for you. Some of you may not have been aware, maybe you are, that this is Abuse Awareness Month. So there are a lot of people out speaking against sexual abuse, child molestation, and sexual assault. You know, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And then April is known as Sexual Abuse Awareness. And so she's talking about breaking the silence. What a great month for this. She's also raising funds for this powerful concept and movement to go around the world. There are people around the world who are suffering in this type of silence, whether it be human trafficking, whether it be where family members are selling other family members into sexual slavery, little children. So, and then people right here in our own country, our own neighborhoods, our own communities, sometimes in our own houses, our own homes. So also executive producer, Valerie, author, writer, marketer, businesswoman. Both of these powerful women that we've had on today are entrepreneurs and doing things. And Valerie, I just commend you so much for what you're going through, but you're not letting your dream die. And also, we just want to thank again our supporters, Mr. David Knight of the Christian Social Network. And you can open up your Christian Social Network. It's an alternative to for Christian Social Networks to be on the Internet. If you're a Christian, you want a nice, clean place to be for your networking. It's like the Facebook for Christians. It's Christian Social Network, and it has many features. Very, very similar to Facebook. You can do, and some different and better even. You can do blogging. I did a poll on there the last time. I've done a couple of polls. You can blog. You can chat While you're on, we our Power Up Your Possibilities is being featured on there. Both you, Prudence, both you and Valerie, definitely you want to connect with Mr. David Knight. And you want to open up a page. You want to open up a page. You just go to mycsn.org. Also, our other supporter and the commercial you heard, Ms. Serena Washington, doing powerful, amazing things. She also has a program to help people out of poverty. She helps people out of poverty. If you are broke, you get around Ms. Serena Washington, the two covenant mogul. You heard the commercial. It gave you the details. You won't be broke after you get finished working with her. So we just want to lift that up. And again, if anyone has a comment or a question, just hit your number one key and I will open up your phone lines. We want to hear from you this morning. We want to hear your responses to some of the comments that have been made this morning. We want to know how it's impacted you, in what way has it impacted you. And again, Valerie, you know, your line is open. Or if you had a thought or something that you would like to share with one of the listeners or something that you want to say to one of our guests, please just hit your number one key and we will open up your phone line. So, Valerie, yes, I told you I would come back to you. So we can do that now. And wow. So, yes. Oh, my God. You know, you were saying before that, you know, this journey, you know, that you're on, that you're working on to get this produced, and you did that. I watched you. I came over. We know what happened. I actually was going to be in the documentary, but then my schedule at that time, my schedule was so challenging, and I couldn't come back for the retape. We remember you. So I watched this. It's so powerful to me to have seen how this all came together. And I know I said I didn't have enough time to share how the two of us met, but I'm not going to share it today on the show. I'll do it another day. But just to give people a quick glimpse, because that could probably be a whole play itself, how we met.
Yes,
but,
absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I'll just say we met in the grocery store. Now, all you producers out there, don't run out and make your play the grocery store. But I got it. That's going to be my play.
Don't let your right hand know what your left hand do it, Coach.
Well, okay. If you do the grocery store, can I just play in it? No, for real. Can you just let me have a piece? Can you just let me star in it? But listen, no, there was a guy. He did a movie called The Car Wash. Remember that? At the car wash?
Yes.
Yeah. If he could do the car wash and somebody did the beauty shop, okay, listen, y'all know I ain't got time. Girl, you know we can do the grocery store. You know it's time for a play called
right.
The Grocery
Store. Until you said it, I can see it. I have envisioned it
already.
Well,
then you the one
got
to do it.
What a story.
If you can see it, you got to do it.
Yes,
I charge you to do it.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
So I want to see it. I want to see an announcement. I want to see it. I want to see an announcement tomorrow on Facebook about your play.
I know that's right. Well, get it started. You're good at getting the party started. So get it started.
I love to get it started, girl.
But I see the moment you spoke it, I mean, truly you're prophesying today, Coach. You really are, as prophetess as you are. You know, you speak those things as though they are. And I saw it the moment you spoke it. Talk about a playwright. Mm-hmm. That is an idea. It really is. And it's a testimony unto the glory of God. I just want to back it up a bit. Thank you again so much for allowing me to be here. I have yet to give further thank you to the cast and crew, which I'm going to name them out. But I just want to also address Lori because I feel like such a proud mother. You have no idea. I didn't know she was on the call this morning. So when she came on the call and I heard her voice and when she shared her acknowledgement, tears began to flow from my eyes. Because I'll never forget when the Lord gave me the book And he said to me then, once I received the baby, as you know, we love to call our products babies because we've gone through the birthing pains of birthing them, the process, the whole not giving up, the not accepting the no's, all the sacrifices, the trials and the tribulations. But when the product arrives, and you know that for yourself as a book author, coach, when the product arrives and it comes in a box, like a baby is bundled up in a blanket, it comes in a box, and you open the box, and you see your baby for the first time. You cry. Well, at least I did. I was so emotional because there again, we're talking about those dreams and those dreams become a reality. That was a reality. I've always dreamt of being a book author because I am a born, natural born. That's my gift from God himself as a writer. And I've been writing since I can remember. My first article was posted and written in the school newspaper. It was titled, I Can't. And what it did was broke down the contraction of I can and how we give excuses why we can. It's not that we can't. It's just that we just choose not to. It was an awesome, piece, my first piece written. So I had no doubt. But it was just the time and the where and what. And then, of course, when you write, you just don't want to be writing about anything. You know, writers have voices, and that's what we do. We express our voices. In this case, for mine, it has, again, come from my own personal experiences. I'm always going through a trial, but I thank the Lord that we overcome them, amen, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, our stories. And that's what we're telling, whether it be on stage, whether it be in film, whether it be in music, any artistic form and shape, we're telling stories. It's a message, and for us, we pray that it often is a message of hope, a message of inspiration, and a message of empowerment. And so that's what the Lord spoke to me when I lift the baby up out of the box and tears in my eyes. The Spirit of the Lord spoke so clearly, I inspired you to inspire. That thing blew my mind. That is the tagline for the book and all else that we do. I inspire. I am inspired. And that's why I'm inspired, because the Lord said to me, I have inspired you to inspire. It's through all my circumstances and situations is how that came about. So not too long from there came the birthing of God's talents and abilities. It was started out as using your God talents, using your God-given abilities, talents and abilities, 15 effective ways in doing so. And so with that kicked off in 2008, and the theme has always been and will always be Matthew 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And I just give you a tidbit from the now God's Talents and Abilities Training Program, step one. The first thing is we need to understand who our gifts belong to. The goods were delivered unto us from God. They belong to God. They go back to God. Wherever the faith is that you're believing today, this is my belief in that respect. And I thank the Lord for Lori being a testament of it, because she did. She came in, as they say, the latter rain. She came in at the latter court. And I'll never forget when she came in 2011 to 2012, and she was sharing how she had her dream was on the back burner. But to taking the course and the enlightenment, the enrichment that she received from the spiritual enrichment side of it, and how the Lord spoke into each and every one of their life, each individually, and was able to pick out specifically what they were called to do. And I've seen her soar like an eagle. So to hear her this morning has truly blessed my heart. I feel like such a proud mom. And then to hear from Cassandra herself, I mean, again, Scripture goes on to tell us how God get, how it was Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who was telling the story here, a parable about, you know, a man who was a rich man who had servants. And so when he divvied up his goods and delivered unto them, we know he gave some five, three, and one. Lord, I'm misquoted this morning, but I'm just making a reference to Cassandra. You know, we have, some of us have more than one God-given talent and ability, true. And in Cassandra's case, we thank the Lord, she has birthed out four productions, four babies, and that's a blessing. While I yet still focus on one, see, it's still just that one, just that one. And the one that had the one servant that had the one talent refused to do nothing with it. He made all the excuses and hid it away. I don't care what hell, hot water came against him or her. They still just didn't move on. I like that. You know, keep it moving and turning the no into it's on. Absolutely, because you have to have, as an entrepreneur, it means self-employed, you have to have tenacity, because there's no one else that's going to do the work for you. And also pointing out something else Cassandra stated with regard to support system. I can't say that enough for myself.
Not Cassandra. Prudence. That's Prudence.
Prudence. When you listen back to the archive, Prudence. How imperative that is to have a strong support system, unfortunately, is not something that I can attest to first go round. But God is, but I never gave up. In 2 years since beginning to launch out this project and producing this documentary film, I never gave up. Even when I was silent and people didn't even hear from me within over the last season of 2012 to 2013 and 2014, trust you me, I never gave up. Still walking behind the scenes, trusting the Father, what do we do next, where do we go next, until the Lord speaks. See, I'm convinced from a spiritual standpoint, I cannot move without the Father. It is He, again, who has given me the power to receive the wealth, if that be what to gain. But what we're striving for is, to be able to bring forth a message of hope and inspiration and encouragement and empowerment to live again. If you're a survivor, you're in breathing, you're living, and so you have purpose. So I thank the Lord for Prudence. I thank the Lord for Lori. I thank the Lord for you coaches, LaLisa and Cassandra. I tell you, this is an awesome platform and showcase right here with lifting up entrepreneurs, because we're not all the same. We're not all called to do the same thing. We're all called for different designs and purposes as God Himself has created us. So I support what she's doing. You know, I love the Diva Play, the Women Divas Play. I love her platform for autism because I, too, my son, Daniel, he was born with pervasive development disorder. Not born per se, but however it came about, pervasive development disorder on the autistic spectrum. So I know and understand firsthand what it is to like and to live with daily, on a daily basis, with a challenging child. I know. So I applaud any platform to have and stand up for children. And also, again, I can't say enough for me from a spiritual perspective. I still pull down these strongholds of autism and PDD and all of these things, you know, that's been labeled and we've been classified at, and still giving God the glory. So I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful and thanking God for what He is allowing us to do here. Here we are to worship group/ministries that we're able to move forth and keep it moving in spite of the no, because there is always a yes when God says yes. It's His timing. It's His will. So we thank the Lord that we also I want to thank the Lord for having the opportunity to wrap up a live cable TV with the Honorable Mayor J. Christian Bowage of Elizabeth, New Jersey. I tell you, such an awesome interview. And you talk about the open doors and opportunities to be able to go into and meet with the mayor and for him to turn around and say that I will put you on my show to support your cause, that's favor of God. To be able to go to the AMC Theater and be able to screen your film documentary, your documentary film with Holly, no cost, and the Lord paid it off full in cash, that God. So you got to know why I give so much glory and honor to God. But it was an awesome, awesome interview, and anyone that's in the Elizabeth, New Jersey area through Cablevision, your local station there, you can check that out on Channel 18. It aired on Monday, which the interview was on Monday the 7th. It aired again last night. My sister and my mom watched it. Daniel hollered, my son, seeing me on the TV. And then it airs again on Friday, I believe about 5 p.m. So we're so grateful for that. And upcoming, we thank the Lord. We're not done interviewing. Amen. We thank the Lord. We're coming up again on Sunday with Sisters in the Spirit on Sunday, April 13 at 6 p.m. right back here on Blog Talk Radio. The Lord just blessed. We're going to be sitting down and talking with the host, April L.A. Ash, at IBM Radio and Television Friday, April 18, 2014, 10 a.m. Eastern. We also have a teleconference call coming up. I'm so excited. Talk about a good Friday. The ladies' room with Prophetess Andrea Sanders, but there will be another moderator there Friday, April 18, 2014, at 10 p.m. And then we're going to come back Friday night with the Joyous Word right back here on Blog Talk Radio. with Tamara Jenkins, a.k.a. Mother Jenkins, awesome, awesome woman of God, that's Saturday, April 19, 24, at 6:30 p.m. And I tell you, then, oh, that's Saturday. We have two, one on Sunday, two on Friday, one on Saturday, and the Lord is just blessing, blessing, blessing. And so there, too, we don't want to forget to truly give a shout-out to our cast and crew as we thank all those who are listening in today. But I must acknowledge and a special thank you to the cast and crew, to our co-producer and survivor Robin Franklin, to our survivor Victoria Hinton, who's come back, survivor new now, Tony James, awesome filmmaker, our psalmist, Andrea Tatum, you're going to fall in love with her. She's creating a new song just for the documentary film. She's creating it from scratch just for the documentary film. And then our filmmaker returning, Christopher Howard, my nephew, and also our assistant. We're looking forward to Sandy Wilson assisting us on set when we begin shooting. So, so much, so much more. And truly, we want to see the Father continue to do great things and moving forth. And again, we are raising funds. We do need your financial help and support. So you can go to GoFundMe.com and can put in the search engine, Breaking Suffering, Silence of Abuse. You can also visit our website, breakingsufferingsilenceofabuse.webs.com, and check out our calendar of events for if you don't want to miss out on any of our interviews, upcoming interviews, and then our hub website, hereweareToWorship.webs.com, which has loads of detailing information, our vision, our goal, etc. And you can also send correspondence to hereweareToWorship@gmail.com. You can call 908-858-0562. You can like us on Facebook at Here We Are To Worship Ministries. I'm on Twitter at iInspired, and also on LinkedIn at Minister Valerie Allen. Amen. I tell you, God is so awesome, coaches. Thank you so much for your time and space on today.
You are welcome. You are welcome. And we enjoyed hearing about this new documentary and how it is just people. It's going to inspire in so many ways. It will inspire all those that are suffering in silence. It will inspire them to break that silence so that they can break free and that they can really live out their true destinies and their true greatness in life. And I think that's what's so powerful, that so many people, you're helping so many people become great, and you know, God is up to something big. He's using so many people coming together, and I think, you know, for women who come, and men, you know, we have a lot of men as well who support what we're doing. Yeah. Like I said, we got Knight, the Gerald Higginbothams, we got Rodney, oh my God, we got so many people that have turned, we got Benita Ewing, who typically is on, I'm not sure if she's on this morning. We're also asking people to continue to support her and vote for her. You know, she's in television. She did the play with Bishop T.D. Jakes, the movie with Bishop T.D. Jakes, Black Nativity, last year. She's often on the show. She's on the show almost every morning, and we're so thankful for that. You know, she's also a singer. She can blow, and she's a comedian. Some of you all haven't heard her yet. She's going to come on and do some Sister Chitlin stuff soon. But Benita Ewing, she is an awesome, phenomenal. And definitely continue to vote for her. And you can go to our Facebook page and get instructions on how to vote for her, cast her your vote. And we have, don't forget, our Power Up Your Possibilities webinar is coming on the 22nd, so you want to get ready for the webinar. Still, you can contact myself, or you can contact, we have a new project manager for that. We are so excited about that, Ms. Denise Jenkins. We just needed that. You know, we're both busy, and we needed someone to handle the producing of that. And so we have Ms. Denise Jenkins, which we're so excited about. You all heard from her. She's a powerhouse. Don't ask me how she found the time to do it, but, you know, they used to tell us in the workplace years ago, if you want something done, give it to the busiest person. Yeah, that's what they used to say in all the major corporations, Procter & Gamble, IBM, you know, Ford Motor Company, you name it, federal government, wherever. They always said, if you want something done, Give it to the busiest person. And I know back then when I was like 18, 19, I used to hear that. I thought, that's foolish. Give it to the person that doesn't have anything to do. They probably need something to do, right? And then they told me, well, no, because if they was going to do something, they'd be up doing it. So, no, they're probably not going to do a whole lot. But if you give it to them, they might just sit there and look at it. But, yeah, that's what companies always do. You give it to the busiest person. Now, I don't know anybody more. I don't know anybody more busy than Denise Jenkins. So, it done. She's getting it done in a big way. But also the Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. Oh my God! And if you want a copy of last month's teleshow, just inbox us, or and don't forget hashtag anything that you've heard on this show or anything that you've heard on the Power Up Your Possibilities, just hashtag Power Your Possibilities on Facebook. You can hashtag that. And if you want to see a free copy of our MP3 that Coach Cassandra and I did, Power Your Possibilities, if you want to get that free MP3, remember the first 100 people, I don't think we reached 100. We're getting close. You still have time to get your free copy. After the first 100 copies go out, it will no longer be offered for free. So you've got to get in on this. Get your copy. If you didn't get it yet, just send me another inbox and we'll make sure you get that. Also, we have other free downloads. Go to our website, mastermypower.com. Come on, we've got our own website for you, Master My Power. Go to the website, take a look around, see what you see. Now, this Power Up Your Teleshow, it's a call-in number. It's not a webinar. The webinar, you have to register and all of that. But the teleshow, you're just going to dial in. We're going to give you the number. The flyers are coming out. We're getting all the headshots together. We got a power-packed time this time. We got Michael Gray. You know he works for Congressman Payne. This guy travels all over the world doing big things on a federal level for U.S. Congressman Donald Payne. We also have Donye Hoffman. Donye Hoffman, y'all. She's the woman that took in hundreds of people during Hurricane Katrina. She literally built a house for people to come from New Orleans. These people would have been homeless. But she opened up her door. She literally built a house for them to live in, and notoriety because of that. But she has another. She has a program that helps women, that helps empower women, called Phenomenal Women. Phenomenal Women, and her program is Lavender and Lace, and it helps all kinds of women. And then we have who else coming? Oh yes, Mary Ann Kotchett. Oh my God, this woman will help you be unstoppable. That's what she does. She helps you be unstoppable. So you got to get in for that March 19th. There's only so many phone lines going to be open, so you got to get on that call early. Mark your calendar. Both of these events go down at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, p.m., and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, both events, webinar and the teleshow. Also in the teleshow, we also have, there's one more person, Steve Farber. Oh my God, you don't know who Steve Farber is, you need to get on this line. You don't want to miss this. Steve Farber, you better go look him up. Steve Farber. Go look that up. Just Google Steve Farber and you'll see what I'm talking about. This person is awesome and amazing. He's also coming to our teleshow. So you were there last time. Remember, we had Kathy Howard. You know, she's a playwright, studio producer. She's executive producer, has her own studio down in Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Kathy Howard. Oh, Miss Kathy, I am mad at you. You know, she's doing big things. Also, we had David Knight, the CEO of the Christian Social Network. Last time we had, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham's. And you know Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, I know I put an S on it. There's no S on Botham's, okay? Higginbotham. And, you know, he's a pilot, right? So you just imagine him cruising at about 35,000 feet right now. And he's probably listening to the All About Entrepreneurs show, right? And so, so we're flying right now, y'all. But so yes, Dr. Higginbotham, he also was on there and he tunes in regularly. We thank God for him. He's a pilot, but he has a program. He's going around the country helping people become millionaires. Now, if you want to be a millionaire, you need to hook up with his program. Ain't no sense of being broke because you need the money to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage, to pay buy gas for your car, get some food, give to a charity, give to a social group. Give to an organization. That's why you need money. So go on, sign up for his millionaire program. It's coming down the pike. And who else? And oh, Stephanie D. Burroughs. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I don't even, listen, we could be here all day if I tell you all the stuff that Stephanie's doing. She's another one. Google her. Stephanie D. as in David Burroughs, B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S. Now, the awesome thing about it is that, yes, you're going to come to the power. We want to power people up. I think we've made that clear by now. By now, we want people releasing their power, tapping into all that they are, their greatness. I love the way Prudence said, yeah, there's a lot of bloodshed on some of our city streets in Newark, New Jersey, Detroit, Cincinnati, Ohio, and you can name your own city. All over this country is happening. But here's the thing. We got the answer. That's all. We got the answer. So we're being birthed out, as Valerie said it, we're being birthed out. This mission that God has us on, and we're taking it around the country. So, yes, yes, it's going down on Saturday, August the 9th, the 16th, Saturday. Get your tickets. The tickets are going up after June 1. Right now, you can still get your ticket for $30. There's nowhere in this country are you going to find a ticket price that low to come and hear from powerful. Who do we have? Stephanie D. Burroughs. Coach Cassandra's going to be there. Denise Jenkins, I'm going to be there. We have people are inboxing me, asking me, do I need more presenters? We got Shay and Trevor coming. That's right, Shay Brown and Trevor Ott are going to be in the house, and you already know. We're going to shut it down. Listen, and who else we got coming? We got Marianne Cotchins. She's coming back. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Yes, oh, yes, we're going to have Dr. Back. Listen, that's my mother. Now, wouldn't you have your mother come if you was doing an event? Listen, that woman adopted me, and I don't know her from a hill of beans. I met that lady, and she took to me, and let me tell you, yes, she's going to be there again, third year in a row, and she's just a sweetheart, but a powerhouse. You got a psychological problem. You got any kind of mental problem, emotional issue, you won't have it when she get finished with you. She is a psychologist. She has a couple of PhDs, a couple of them, not just one, earned degrees, okay? A couple of them. She has a couple of master's degrees, earned degrees. This means she wrote the papers, she did the research, and then she deciphered it. And she's a powerhouse, y'all, I'm telling you. You know, she wrote about a lot of black psychology type stuff, and she has a book, The Best Kind of Lovin'. I love the title of her book, The Best Kind of Lovin'. And it's a book about relationships for African Americans. But it's really, really good. You got to get that. And so what did I leave out, Valerie?
I'm sorry?
What did I leave out? Anything?
I don't think you left out anything, Coach. It all sounds good to me. It sounds like it's on and popping. You know, God has already gifted you about empowering people. So all that you said was just so awesome. So you're not missing out on anything on our side.
Wow. Well, everybody, Minister Valerie Allen, dynamic woman. She's inspired to be inspired. She has a book, Inspired. You can get that book. You can, you know, go to her website. You can go to hereweareToWorship.webs.com. You can also go to her website, Breaking the Silence.
Breaking Suffering Silence of Abuse, the cycle of it. Getting people to speak up and speak out. That's our theme, our mission, and our goal is to get people talking from a child age, you know, from children on up to adults that just, you know, are not able to speak it. We want to encourage them to open their mouth and tell it. Just tell someone that someone is violating you, that someone is hurting you, someone is just simply abusing you mentally, physically, sexually, spiritually, emotionally, all of the genres of domestic violence and abuse. We just want people to just talk, and in such as we're doing here, conversation. Just keep the conversation, of course, on the forefront and keeping things real. As we share our testimonies, you know, candid talk and tales, and having a support system, knowing that there is someone that you can talk to. Help is here. So that's our ultimate end goal, is to be able to do that, to know that you can smile and that you will shine and rise again.
Okay. All right. All right then, dear.
Yeah.
Well, that's all
the time. I mean, because what else more can be said after the day? I tell you, Buddha's really hit the head on the nail. Sister Lori came in with awesome feedback, and you wrapping it up on today, Coach, and when Coach Cassandra came in with her accolades as well, too, for Prudence, it's just all been good for me. I'm even further inspired. I'm even further motivated. It's because of who I am. And Christ, of course, is why I speak spiritually. So therefore, if I have any final word or remark today, it is yet still to encourage someone to give their life to Christ, to accept Yeshua Christ Jesus in their life, because he, for me, has made the greatest difference. He, for me, has and does bring the greatest joy. And I truly believe in, you know, what he is. You know, we don't always understand why we're doing what we're doing. We don't all may not always understand why we go through what we go through, but everything in life is created for design and purpose. So I'm not the one to give up, you know, on people such as yourself, Coach, in that respect. We, again, it's wonderful to have all these programs, you know, to getting to rise up and build up and come out of debt and poverty and things. But, you know, the Word tells us, too, the poor will be with you always. Not saying that we are created and called to be poor. That's not. But there's a season in each and every one of us' lives. You know, I didn't start out this way, you know, such as Joseph did coming from the pit to the palace to the prison. He didn't start out that way. And look how he ended up just where the dream that God placed inside of him. And I love, love, love his ending story after through it all, where he had to go back and repent. His siblings, his family had to repent to him. But when it was all said and done, what he stood before them and said was, listen, it's all good. You know, in layman terms, it's all good because it's all God. I'm in a place with God, and I understand that what I've gone through, what has happened to me and transpired is for souls, that lives may be saved. And so there again, we want to be able to pull someone else up out of the pit, pull someone else out of the fiery furnace, and pull someone up into, you know, help them to step up using their God talents and abilities into their palace. You know, we all are called, and I believe right where I am, I can still be able to speak into someone's life. And it amazed me. It wasn't until now, 2014, when I have come out, if you will, come out of the closet, for lack of a better term, to tell the truth about my lifestyle, you know, of being homeless at the present. It blew a lot of people out of the water, especially when they've tuned into our blog, talk radio, on internet radio ministry. Here we are to worship and just hear me week after week, day after day, minister, and have no idea. It's because when you understand who you are, whom do you belong, and what the Lord is calling you to do, you can pretty much withstand anything. And so I'm grateful, Coach. I'm so grateful. So if there's anything else that I could add and not take away from today, that would be it for me. So I just want to say God bless you. God bless Coach Cassandra. Again, God bless Lori. God bless Prudence. God bless our listening audience on today. It's just been all good and all gravy for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being so open and transparent and sharing your story as well. I'm sure a lot of people will be moved and motivated to know that you can do anything you want to do.
Absolutely, you can. You really can, yeah, when you set your mind to it and have an understanding, yeah, that nothing is impossible. It's really not.
Yeah, Coach Cassandra, you're back on. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. I've been enjoying Minister Valerie, woman of God. You have said so much. I've been in the same place where, you know, you're homeless, but you're going about your business, acting like everything is everything. And it's because Christ lives in us, and we know because of where we are, it's not our final destination. We have
all
a purpose
right.
to fulfill. And just because you said no doesn't mean God said no. And sometimes we got to wait on our breakthrough, wait on our, you know, our coming out, so to speak. But, you know, we got to know. We got to walk the walk and not just talk the walk, you know.
Yes.
And so it takes us through because of the people that we're going to meet on the other side. And when we know whose we are, I can't help but to get up and have joy. I can't help but to get up and know that God is a faithful God, and God has allowed me to have, at that time, a Job season that I had to walk through because he was building my spiritual muscles, and he wanted me to get to the other side to tell you, you, and you, baby, you can make it. Get back up again. Don't stay down because you've been knocked down. Get up again. You know, shake it off. You know, like you're doing the shimmy shimmy or something, but keep moving forward. So I love what you're saying, that, you know, in spite of where you were, you're in a different place. And like I tell folks, I used to wear a size 4 shoe. I used to wear a size 5, but now I wear a size 9, 10. So, you know, where we used to be doesn't define my future. God has greater, and he's bringing us into greater. And Coach Lisa can attest to that. God keeps blowing our minds every day we wake up, and it's like, oh, my God, Lord, you're doing it. And it's for his glory. He said if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he would direct our path.
All
my
right
path
now,
is being directed.
Him.
It's already laid out. I just got to be woman enough to put on my big, you know, girl pants and get up and say, okay, God, you're for me. I don't care what they say, what they do. God gave me a yes down on the inside. And listen, it is manifesting. It's that the whole earth is looking, groaning for the sons and daughters of God to be made manifest. And Coach Lisa and I, we have a message that's not just for our home, not just for our community, but for the world. And we know we're walking this thing out. And I'm telling you, God is, he is bad. You hear me?
He knows
how to do what he wants to do. Would have never thought I'd be in this place today. But God. But God.
But God.
That's why you can't lose hope. That's why whoever's listening, hey, God's got a purpose. Don't give up. Hold on. That's why Coach Louise and I are here to give a word of hope, a word of inspiration. I know what I've been called to, and I'm going to do it every day. You wake me up, I'm going to tell you that God is able. I'm going to tell you that if you will declare it and believe it, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds not like, no matter what anybody tells you, you need to listen to the voice of God that's louder. It should be louder than any other voice. If you come to me and say something stupid, I need to tell you, stop it. Because I've been where you were, woman of God. I was raised in a family and emotionally abused, physically abused. My father would come home, I'd want to get in the closet. We'd go hide. Because sometimes he was a raving lunatic. I love my daddy. Don't get me wrong. I'm just being real, y'all. We all have come from some type of hardship. Heart abuse. So I've got my story to tell, just like you have your story.
I know
Coach
that's
Lisa
right.
has a story. And I'm telling you, if you hear her story, my God, you wonder how she can even, you know, walk around.
I know
and,
that's
and
right. How is
somebody
she standing?
Else.
Yes. Okay. But God. But by the grace of God. My God. Lord, Hammer, Coach, listen. You done stirred me up. You done stirred me up. My soul is rejoicing this morning. I know what we are on this show, but listen. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. I can't help but to praise God. When God, we've gone through what I've gone through and you've gone through what you've gone through, listen, there's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. I can't keep it to myself. We all belong to God, and you're so right about it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord is calling back his people. The Lord is looking for true worshipers, for those who worship him in spirit and truth, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're employed by someone else, whether you're in
and center attitude. The Lord is looking for true worshipers, people that's going to rise up and to serve him with a whole heart and a whole mind. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited in my soul now. My spirit man is going to woke up now. I tell you, I'm just, listen, on the latter part of last month, you talk about that coming out. When Diana Ross, now, hello, I very rarely listen to sexual music, but when that, I heard it loud and clear when I woke up on March 27, 2014, this season of my life, and the Lord dropped that word in me, I'm coming out. Listen, I'm celebrating my coming out party. I don't know about you, but that's why I'm excited this time around. And I could hear her loud and clear. Now, I had to go to YouTube and get the clip. I played the video all day long. I'm coming out. That's all I heard was I'm coming out, I'm coming out. And the lyrics, I've never listened to her lyrics before up until now. And that truly has become my theme song for me. I'm coming out. And I want the world to know I got to let it show that I'm coming out. It's why I'm speaking out much louder than I have before. And just the spirit of breaking, suffering, silence of abuse, this is why I'm shouting out louder than I have before. And her lyrics go on to say, I think I'm going to do it like you never knew it. Boy, and this time around, Lord, I thank you. We are doing it like you never knew it. We were never even here this place last season, 2012, 2013, where we are today. So I tell you, I'm coming out. That's all I can tell you.
Right.
I don't know when, and I don't know how.
Woo.
I just know that I'm coming out, and I'm going to meet you on the other side. Amen. Woo. Glory be to God.
You know what? You know, now I'm ready to tag team preach, okay, for real, for real. I'm ready to preach because I'm telling you, that is a message right there. I'm coming out, and I'm going to go up tomorrow.
Yes. I've got to let it show. And what are we showing? We're showing the glory of God. John 11, when God called Lazarus from the grave, everybody thought he was dead. Mary cried. The other Mary was all angry at Christ and the whole 9 yards. We have just no biblical scholars know the story. But he said, listen, and then Christ had to go enough to go to see him. How dare him? But he knew. He told them he wasn't dead. He's just asleep. When he called him forth out of that grave, what did he not say before he prayed, though? Before he called him, he prayed and said, Father, listen, I ain't doing this for me. I already know who I am and who you are. I'm doing this that you will be glorified, that you receive the glory. And he called him out by name and told him and demanded those grave clothes to come out. I'm telling you, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. I'm coming out. I'm still alive. I am not dead. You got to know when you go through the press, Lord, I thank you. When you go through the press, hallelujah, when that all comes through, you ain't coming out the same that you went in. So sometimes you got to stay in the press. Everybody ain't created the same way, hallelujah. Everybody can't handle the same thing, hallelujah. But when you press, when you come through the press, I tell you, there's going to be an anointing. You talking about an after this praise? You talking about an after this glory? You talking about an after this show? I'm talking about after this. My God, my God, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here this morning. I can hear. Glory be to God. My God. Holy Ghost fire this morning.
Praise God. Well, listen, why don't you say a prayer, because I know we're going to be wrapping up. So why don't you say a prayer, just pray for our audience, those that are still hidden, suffering silence, that need to come forth. Why don't you pray that prayer for the next minute, 60 seconds or so, and let the Lord go on out through the airwaves and bring them people into the fold that need a higher level of God in their lives to be all that God is calling them to be. Go ahead, woman of God.
My Lord, Lord, we thank you for today, for this is the day that you have made. Lord, this is the day that you have made. If it had not been you on our side, my God, from executive producers to book authors and more, if it had not been you on our side, from documentary films to stage play to music, my God, to education, if it had not been you, Lord, on our side, where would we be? Father, we thank you for this awesome day, for you're such a great God and you do all things well. We bless you, God, for the two great women of God. We thank you for the coaches, oh God, who have called to this platform, oh God, to empower, to inspire, to motivate, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for Coach Lalisa, oh God. We thank you for Coach Cassandra, oh God. And we ask that you continue to bless them, oh God, and continue to stir up the gifts within them, oh God. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen them. Give them your joy exceedingly, oh God, for the joy of the Lord is their strength on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you're birthing out dreams today. Hallelujah. You're breaking, oh God, the chain of suffering, silence of abuse. You're breaking the silence, God. You're breaking the cycle of silence that we're speaking up and we're speaking out, oh God, that we're overcomers, that we're victorious. We're more than conquerors, oh God. We're survivors, oh God. So we speak to our lives today, oh God. We speak to our circumstances and our situations, oh God, and ask that you simply have your way. Your will be done, oh God. And Father, when we healed and when we're delivered, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you take us to another level, oh God, another dimension, another realm, oh God, another round, oh God. Hallelujah. And using our God-given talents and abilities, oh God. Lord, we thank you for everything on today. We thank you for everything on today, and we ask, God, that you will continue to speak a word in our life. Speak a word, Lord. Speak a word in our life, and we thank you, oh God, for breaking the chains and the bondages of hell, of suffering and silence of abuse, oh God, and for dreamers, oh God, dreams coming true and becoming a reality, oh God, and walking it out, oh God. Lord, just you having your way. Just continue to have your way. Breathe on us today, Holy Ghost. Breathe on us today, Holy Spirit of Yahweh, God. Breathe on us today. Make us a new God. Make us a new. Transform our mind. Transform our heart. Transform our soul. Transform our body, oh God, as we bind up Satan on every hand, Lord. We bind up and cancel every satanic assignment, every satanic, oh God, attack, every satanic agent, oh God. Lord, we come against the spiritual of wickedness, the host of wickedness this on today, oh God. We come against Satan's kingdom, against your people, God, and let your people will live again. They will smile. They will shine. They will live again. They will dream again. Father, those dry bones, oh God, will walk again. Hallelujah. They will dry up and they will walk again and they shall speak life, oh God. So, Father, we thank you today. Let you do all things well, and that you continue to usher in your spirit, oh God, and that we will be patient with ourselves, and that we will move in your timing, oh God, and your timing, oh God, for no man rushes anything, God, for there's no rushing you, Father Yahweh, God, but just prayer and praise, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we're anxious for nothing, but always in prayer and supplication unto you, Father Yahweh, God. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. And whatever, oh God, each individual person that is tuned in today and listening, God, we thank you, Father, that you're going to meet needs on today. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying there's needs that need to be met. And he's going to meet needs today. There's specific needs today. Somebody's going to the doctor. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say he's meeting the need today. Somebody needs money. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say he's providing today. Someone needs healing. I hear the Lord say good health on today. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you today that you're moving by your spirit, and only you can do what you can do. As we give you glory, as we give you honor, and as we give you praise, it's in the mighty Max's name, it's in your name, God, that we pray today, Yahshua Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, we pray today. Amen, amen, yes. And amen.
Yes. Woo.
Glory,
glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we got to wrap this up. The call is about to be wrapped up. A woman of God, thank you for bringing that word. You make sure you friend me, please. We got to stay in connection. We got to do some revivals or something together. Tag team, triple team, whatever. Hey, Coach Lalisa, I want you to have a super califragilistic expialidocious baby, and I want you to declare and decree what it is that you believe that God has for you, okay? Get in your word. Know God is with you. He is for you. Go to Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He will make a way out of no way. You need to say that out of your mouth. Hallelujah. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. But listen, there's plenty of water. You get desperate enough, you'll drink that water. Go ahead, Coach Lalisa. I know I'm ready to preach now, y'all. I'm ready to drop the mic. Woo, Jesus.
Girl,
help,
you
help.
At home. You got, you ladies are doing it.
Woo! Hallelujah.
God is.
Yes, it's time to move on. It's time to say, it's time to tell them no, that it's on and that you're moving on.
Yes.
And let God do the rest because he will make a way. And again, thank you again, Ms. Valerie, for your powerful, powerful, powerful stories, that powerful message that you gave today and just praying over the people.
Yes.
My God, oh, my God, breaking that suffering and silence. No more. It's time to
Amen.
Be transparent. Get yourself free. Get yourself whole and delivered. Yes.
Come on
yes,
now.
Yes.
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 Break that chain. It's time to break that chain and break it now. Yes. Yep. That's right. That's right. You can do it. You can do it. You got the power of the possibility. The power of the possibility of something great, something new, and something awesome is on the other side of that
yes.
no. I heard somebody say they will climb the mountain of 1,000 no's to get to one yes.
I know that's right.
You know, the guy who wrote The Chicken Soup for the Soul, they have been turned down like about, you know, close to 1,000 times or more, they were told, that book is nothing. And look at it today.
Look at where it did.
If we were to take no, listen, we got to, and we can't worry about our struggles and what we go through. It's a part of life and our learning and our development, and ultimately becomes a part of the food and the water that we have to help somebody else with. Now, everybody talking about wanting, everybody talking how much they want to help somebody. How are you going to really help somebody if you ain't really been nothing? What do you have to help somebody with other than money? Now, let's say you ain't never been nothing and you just got a lot of money. Well, yeah, you can still help somebody. As a matter of fact, you can go to Here We Are to Worship and help them.
All right.
But absent, or help us, you know, but absent of having a lot of money to help people, what we have that's valuable, like John said, like he said, you know, what we have, we don't have silver and gold, but such that we have, you know, we are able to, we can still speak. So you have your story is what you can speak, you know, and don't think I forgot about my movie grocery store, neither. I ain't forgot. We probably can make it a,
near you.
We can make it a short play first. Girl, you
know
stuff be going
right.
down at the you know stuff be going down at the grocery store now.
I know that's right. We gotta do it, Coach. We gotta do it. You don't smoke that thing. Ain't nothing else to do but to do it.
Hey, and they tell me ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party
life,
don't stop.
It don't get me started. Don't stop. You know, you don't got to say one thing to Coach one time and it's on. Talking about on.
All right. Hey, we need to go ahead and do that,
I know
do that revival.
Right.
Come on now, you know it. Now listen, see, Coach Cassandra, I'm telling you, there are people like the Minister Valerie Allen. These women are powerful, dynamic. You know, again, Denise and others out there in St. Louis, you're listening. I see we still have some people on the line. God bless you for staying on with us. You know, that you're welcome to stay. I know you don't have to. You can leave and go and do the different things you have to do. But, you know, we are women that are moved by the unction of the Holy Ghost. And if he tells us to stay, we stay. And he tells us to go, we go. Because we don't, you know, it's not about us. We don't know what he's
Amen.
Up to. We don't know who.
Come on now.
We don't know.
Come on.
May not listen to no other part of this show but this part. And this may be the part
Come
they
on
needed.
Now.
When somebody
Amen.
Goes back to
so
the
great.
Archive. Yeah, and they turn the archive on. They're listening to the archive.
And they could be doing dishes, laundry, doing almost anything. And maybe they missed something. But then they, when they come back in the room, it's right on that part they need. And so we just kind of move slow in that, you know. So for some people, it's like, oh, well, that's too long for me. I can't stay on there the whole time. And that's fine. And we understand that. Because by rights, we should have been off the air a long time ago. According to Blog Talk Radio, the time we pay for is over. Now we on God.
But God has set this up. And that's what's so great about this show. It's called All About Entrepreneurs. But see, God is having us to expel or bring out everything, hallelujah, that needs to be brought out and deposit what needs to be deposited for you in every area, emotionally, socially, spiritually. That's what's so beautiful.
Yes.
And we're speaking to your dreams, your visions. It might be in ministry. It might be in a secular job. But whatever God wants to do, we are flexible enough to allow him to interrupt what this show is all about so he can speak what he needs to speak to the masses. Because, listen, I'm on God's timetable. He's not on my timetable. I'm on his timetable. God was the first entrepreneur.
Yeah, God was the first entrepreneur because he created. Hello. He said, I'll create.
You said it.
He was the first. If anybody's all about entrepreneurs, it's God. I know people think that when they think marketplace, they're there. No, no, no. He's the one that said, I got gifts and leave to you.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so he's the first entrepreneur that's discovering people's gifts. You know, you go on the job, the boss gives you things to discover your weaknesses and strengths. Well, God did the same thing. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll see what you
can
handle.
That's exactly right. Read the Bible. Matthew 25. It'll take you right there, 14-33. It tells you
God has the best development.
When you shared that parable. God is all about business now.
Yeah, God got the
God
best.
God is all about business. There again, he said it back in the old, which we don't take away from the old. We thank the Lord for the new, because that's what Yahshua Christ Jesus said. He didn't come to do away with that. He came to fulfill. So we may be in a new era, modern day, but he came to fulfill.
And he has the best development.
That was his issue, if I'm not mistaken, with the children of Israel, because they walked in so much disobedience. But he always reminded them of the covenant that he made with them, the partnership with regard to allowing them to establish wealth so his kingdom can reign.
Partnership.
His kingdom
there you go,
reign.
Partnership. Wait a minute. And listen to this. God's got the best development plan out there. Talk about personal development. That's the development plan.
He's the creator, he's the producer, he's the visionary, he's the orchestrator, he is God.
Wait a minute. Who do you think told you to write the vision and make it plain?
Listen, I ain't confused.
Not you, the Valerie, but the you, meaning the person. Listen. I know, right? People think that's some great thing they came up with, but guess what? He's the one who said write the vision and make it plain.
That's exactly right.
Every business owner, every entrepreneur, every CEO that's sitting up somewhere telling their organization, here's my vision, well, who you think told you to write the vision?
I know that's right. Give credit.
Let's give credit where credit is due. So those people who say, oh, I got a vision, but who told you to write it?
I know that's right.
Who told you to write
it? Again,
we can sit here, we can sit here and give credits to this and this and that person. Well, let's give the real credit to where whoever deserves.
God be all the glory. This is why God is going to separate the wheat from the snares. Is why he's going
to
separate
the
sheep from the goats. This is why we're
coming into that new
period of separation. God is, and he will always be. I don't care what you say. I don't care what I say. But what the Lord says is established, and it will be his will. It's something about his will. His will be done. I know we love to say that, coin phrase it. God has given every man the same, you know, measure of will, and he won't break it. But listen, the bottom line is he's God, and his will is going to be done. He's God, so he's determined that he's going to have his way with or without you. So was it was the case with the one servant, with the one talent entrepreneur, because that's what they were. They were servants. They were, you know,
And he was giving them money to help them to double up their money, and the one servant didn't want to do nothing. And then that's why he was cursed in hell. So there again, absolutely, to God be all glory. God has, I'm just convinced for Valerie today that God has created me to bring glory and honor to him. I just can only say that for myself today. That's my testimony.
All right now.
Because I can only say it for me.
Free.
I pray it be yours, but I can only say it for me. That's my claim to fame, if you will. That's my state and claim. To God be all the glory. God has created me. He's the author and finisher of my faith. So, you know, I can't speak for you, but I'm only speaking for me today. And I know who the founder, CEO, and president is. It ain't Valerie. It's the Holy Spirit of Yahweh God. I'm not the executive producer here. It may sound good to hear it, but I ain't it. I go to God. You talk about that vision plan. Listen, you better have the vision plan with the business plan, because without the vision, if the people perish. Without lack of knowledge, we are destroyed. So when I sat before the Lord, I asked him, what will you have me to say? What will you me to do? This don't belong to me. So I know I can't do it in his time, and I can't rush it. I can't force it. I can't make anything happen as much as I wanted to on my timetable and period. But if the Lord is saying no, then we go back to that no again. No is no. If the Lord is saying no, because there again, it's he who will open up doors that no man can shut. It's he. So when he says no, it's for a specific purpose. But when he says yes, absolutely, because that's faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we know faith without works is dead. So we have to activate our faith. But I am also convinced there are times when God is saying no. And it's a testing of our faith. It's a testing of our faith. But at the end of the day, I'm more so convinced than other, God is going to receive the glory. I have no doubt God is going to, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Yahshua Christ Jesus is Lord.
Well, all right now, pass the plate right here. So, ladies,
well, we're
ladies and gentlemen,
contributions on donations right there at GoFundMe.com. Breaking stuff from silence of abuse. Thank you for your generous
donation. I'm blessed. And on that note, we've had a wonderful time. We thank you for tuning in and joining. And we will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's open mic, free mic. You can call in with your situations, your comments, your thoughts. We're just going to do a free-for-all. If you want to talk to us, you want to share something you've gotten out of any of the sessions, please become prepared to do that on tomorrow. Come prepared to talk, because I'm going down the list. I'm going to open your phone lines whether you want them opened or not. So you might as well go on and put the babies to bed or send them off to school or get in a quiet place in your workstation or tell your work people you're about to call into the radio show and win some big prize or something. I don't know. But you'll figure it out. I figure like this. Woo-hoo. If people can go outside the workplace for 5 and 10 minutes to smoke a cigarette, you can step outside for 5 or 10 minutes to be on All About Entrepreneurs, okay, and get
all
your
right.
point across. And then go back into your building.
And tell your friends to get on the line. Yeah, tell your friends and family.
We're going to talk to y'all tomorrow. I'm telling you, I'm just going down the list. Boom, 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 boom. Opening up your phone lines, and we want to hear.
All right.
We're going to have some fun. You thought today was off the chain and fun. We're going to listen tomorrow. It's a party. Come to the All About Entrepreneurs office party tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio 347-945-7991. It's a party, y'all. So tell all your people, tell all your friends, we're going to have a party. And y'all know ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because it doesn't stop. Now, in the words of my wonderful, powerful coach and co-host Cassandra, hit it. Tell everybody
right.
what kind of day to have.
Yes, you have a super califragilistic espialidocious day, baby. Woo!
Woo! Woo! And on that note,
somebody today.
Go in love. Love. Show us your videos.
Yes.
Take some video clips of
you showing some love. Show us your clip. Do like a little selfie of you telling somebody about All About Entrepreneurs. Go ahead. Take that selfie. Post it on our page, All About Entrepreneurs. I'm going to do me a selfie telling somebody. Coach Cassandra, get out there. Go and post and tape yourself with your phone. You can do these things with your smartphone, people. Just turn it on, turn it towards you, hit the little button to say self-recording, and say, hi, this is blah, 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 and I'm telling blah, 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 whoever's standing there, All About Entrepreneurs. That comes on every morning. The first one who does that, you will absolutely get a free gift. The first one who posts their little video of themselves telling someone else about this show, and they post it on either one of our pages or on any one of our sites, and you put the hashtag #PowerYourPossibilities, you're getting a free gift from Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. And with that being said,
Woo-hoo.
All right, now, that's all. It. Turn it on so you can move on.
All right. Praise God. Have a blessed day. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Let's stay in touch, Valerie.
Amen. Please do, Coach. Appreciate it.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.